It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
Listen, y'all, I'm going to let you know right off the bat. We talk about everything and anything in this episode, and we do briefly talk about addiction.
Yes. Yes, we do.
So bit of a trigger warning there. We have some really exciting updates.
Yes. I'll tell them. I'm going to tell them. Y'all Gay got into the New York Comedy Festival on November 9th. We will be at Brooklyn Art House and at 7 p.m. Doing a live recording. We cannot tell you the guests yet, but we will announce it soon. And we are so excited to be live in New York doing Y'all Gay.
It's going to be so much fun. I'll put the ticket on our Instagram link to purchase there. It's also on the Discord. We would love to pack the house.
We want to pack it out, y'all.
This is going to be our first live recording in New York City. So it's going to be super fun. I am excited to see Allie in person.
Yeah, me too.
First time in a very long time. Again, thank you so much for everyone who is listening. If you're new to Y'all Gay, welcome aboard. We hope that you're loving it as much as we love recording it and chatting. As always, your likes, your subscriptions, your comments really do help us. We've actually seen a growth, and those growths help us get into more festivals because they ask for our numbers.
And just if you just haven't followed us on Instagram, please follow.
And on TikTok.
And on TikTok, please follow. We're putting the full episodes up on YouTube now, right?
I have been trying to do that, yes. Okay, I'll put this video up. Why not?
Yeah. Okay. So you can check that out. I want to make a special offer today. Okay, so it's been a little while since we've gotten a review. Y'all know I love reviews. They really cheer me up on my sad days. And I want to offer that go give reviews and I will choose which one is my favorite and send you your very own Y'all Gay bag.
So who's going to be Allie's little favorite? Which one of you is going to be Allie's little favorite?
Yep, I will choose the review that I think that, you know, really speaks to me, and I will read it on the podcast, and then y'all message us, and I will send you a Y'all Gay bag.
And as an incentive on my end, if you leave a review, and give us those 5 stars. I will pick the one that makes me laugh the hardest. Okay. And I will send you. A shirt.
Nice.
And a magnet.
Whoa, baby. They ain't kidding around, folks.
That came out of my mouth. I didn't even think about it.
All right.
All right. So
well, there
listen,
you go,
y'all.
Folks.
It is one, again, like, you know, I share some aspects of myself about addiction. We talk about ketamine. I'm not addicted to ketamine.
But honestly, y'all, this is sounding like it's a very serious episode, and it is not at all. It
Allie
is so
talks
goofy.
About shitting in her boots.
We talk a lot about, you know, our new snake business. It's super, super fun. Just, you know, we got to give them trigger warnings. Just in case, you know?
Yeah.
But we love y'all. Y'all are so freaking gay, and we love that about you. Stay gay.
Stay gay.
Stay praising Clay.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Hello, friend.
Hi, friend. How's it going?
It's going good. Do you know, before we record and I come see you, I sing a song to myself. Do you want to hear what it is?
Okay.
It's not dirty.
This is a real thing that you do.
This is a real thing I do. Thank you for being my friend.
That's
you
nice.
Are my friend until the end. I love you, friend.
Friend,
thank you for
I
being my friend.
Love it's to you the, too.
It's to Golden Girls.
It's Golden Girls.
But
I
just
that.
Say stuff about friends I'll ever know.
I
and
love
I sing it.
It.
I don't know. I just sing it.
I love it. That's so thanks. Nice. I go, mine is like setting up to talk to my friend. I'm always like, I don't think I sing it in the Golden Girls, but in my head, I'm like, I got to set up, talk to my friend.
Yeah. You are my friend until the end.
Do you have a gun? Till the end.
No, I don't have a gun. I'm sure I could get one because my dad has a lot, but.
Dude. Okay. So somebody had lined up in an alleyway out here on a like broke down dresser, just a line of empty Coors Light cans. And I was like, I really wish I had a gun right now.
I wish I had a BB
it's
gun.
It's so fun shooting those cans.
Yeah.
It feels incredible. And I'm not saying we need guns. No. I'm not saying we should have
a
guns.
Little BB never hurt nobody.
Actually, it can.
Oh my God, what happened?
Well, when I was a kid, me and my neighborhood friend would shoot each other with BB guns.
Well,
and sometimes it would be close range. And
well, you're supposed to shoot cans.
Stick in us.
And it would stick in you, like in your skin?
We would get hurt, yeah. And we would throw darts at each other.
Oh my God. Bubs used to do this thing with my cousins where they would put on a bunch of winter coats, like, and be like, I mean, look like the Michelin man, mm-hmm. have so many winter coats on. And then they would take Roman candles and shoot them at each other.
But that's so dangerous. What if it's...
It is very dangerous. Bubs caught on fire and then they couldn't do it anymore. Mom looked out the window and Bubs was just running around with his coat on fire.
Yeah.
We weren't monitored very much.
Feral rich kids with tigers.
They were doing that and I was just following around the people that would cut the grass and stuff. When they would throw cigarettes down, I would pick up the butts and take a little puff. I was like 8 years old. And I also remember on my playground equipment we had in the backyard, I wrote shit on it.
You were also eight.
I was eight and I wrote. And I'm just out there smoking butts,
Shane,
writing shit.
Shane smoking paints. Butts. Did y'all have like park quality playground or did you have the playground sets?
It was like a playground set.
Damn. Out
like
here.
Like wooden one with like swings.
Oh, you had the wooden one. My cousin had a metal one.
Oh.
It hurt. It was
my
always
granny had
apart.
The metal one.
Mm-hmm. 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 Just carving the word shit.
And my stuff monkey.
Nobody saw you like pick up cigarettes?
No, nobody was watching me like hardly
oh, right.
ever.
Yeah. Hello. Your brother got on fire.
25 acres and
dude, that is my heaven.
Just be outside following workers around, these grown men picking up their cigarette butts.
I wish I had 25 acres. I would just roam. I would just be doing dumb shit all the time. I would definitely have a four-wheeler.
We had four-wheelers, yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
And sometimes I would take the four-wheeler and I would pack myself a picnic and I would just go into the middle of the pasture by myself and have a picnic.
That's cool.
Just next to all the horse shit.
One time we moved, I don't know if I ever talked about this, to the gravel pit. Did I ever talk to you about the bone marrow and the feed? So we were poor, and we moved into this rent house that was like a couple pastures away down this. It was like in the middle of this like wooden, or it's like there were a lot of trees surrounding it, so you couldn't see it from the road. It was actually really creepy, and I peed my bed a lot because I was having night terrors in this house. I was in middle school. And when we moved there, before we moved there, the house needed a lot of work. And like, in hindsight, it's kind of fucked up because my parents would always fix up these rent houses, and they were shacks. So it's like, as an adult, I'm like, you're putting equity into a house. Like, what the fuck? So, but we get there and we're mowing the lawn and trying to get it ready. And I feel bad because there was still a family there, and there was a little girl who was in the grade below me. And one day I got on the bus and everybody started booing me, and they said, "You're kicking out so-and-so, you're making them move."
Oh my God.
Yeah. And but like,
why did they have to move? Because y'all bought it, or?
No, because I don't know if they were like making the rent or not making the rent. But we were taking over the rental house, and like all the, like it was bad. Like I remember like the grass being so tall that we had to get like a tractor mower.
Oh, wow.
To do the first round. And then we were push mowing, and they didn't have a lot of money, but they had money for a horse. And it was next to an old rock quarry. Like it was an Corps of Army Engineers barrack, essentially, is what this rent house was. And it was like summer heat, and it smelled like animals rotting.
Oh,
like
no.
you couldn't like, ugh. I just like will never forget it. And it was piles and piles of rotten horse feed, like mixed with like bone marrow for the horse.
Oh my.
Just, yeah. So that was my version of a picnic. I was having picnics. I was riding.
Why do you call it a rent house? Because you rented it?
Yes, Allie, because we rented it. It's a rent house.
Well, I've never heard the term rent house, and I know plenty of people that rent houses.
I would love to rent a house right now.
My Uncle Danny rented this, like, it was like a huge house, but Uncle Danny was like redneck, poor. Like my whole family was, until my mom married my dad, and my dad had money, but dad got money from being a lawyer. But Uncle Danny's place, it was like when you go up the stairs, you could only like walk on the right side of the stairs.
Oh, we had those things too. Yes.
Yeah. And then we could play upstairs, but if it was winter, we had to like still wear our coats because there was no heat up there. Mm-hmm. And in the winter, we had mainly used a fireplace for heat at Uncle Danny's. So there was just two rooms, and we had multiple mattresses in the living room. And I loved it. I loved being at Uncle Danny's.
It was fun, I bet.
We had them trash piles. Burning. Mm,
you know I love a good trash
Uncle
pile.
Danny called a possum one time.
Mm.
Bubs was like, can I keep it? Can I keep it?
I've tried to catch a few possums out here. There's a few babies.
Oh, yeah?
They run around. There's like a little possum highway around my apartment. And then I'm like, you probably shouldn't do that. Probably not very good.
Like,
but
what are you going to do with the possum when you catch it?
Treat it like a cat.
I love that.
My friend Chris Love, he and his family had a possum. And they kept it. This is really not a possum, a raccoon. They kept it on the front porch in this tiny cage. And I'd always want to go in and pet it. And they're like, no, it's feral. It'll scratch you. And
so
it
why would.
Would
they keep it?
I don't know. Just trash. You know, like when you're in, when you, you know, like that's like, cool, man. I got a pet raccoon.
Yeah, I get it.
But it was, you know, I just thought it was neat at the time. And now I'm like, a little cruel.
My oldest brother had a pet red skunk named Raymond.
Did he get the skunk parts removed?
Yeah, that's kind of horrible. But yeah, he did. But Raymond, if he got upset, he'd pee everywhere. So they had to get rid of him.
Now
like,
tell
if
me
you
this.
Left him
where
at the house
you...
too long. What?
Tell me this. Where did he get this red skunk? I've never seen one in real life.
He got it at exoticpetexpo.com. No, it was like you could go to these like things and they sell like venomous snakes.
Yeah, what's with these fuckers buying venomous snakes? And why is the algorithm seeing it? I don't need to see your aqua turquoise blue pit viper. Ugh. What are you doing with that thing? They're like, yeah, this is my snakes. This is my snake room.
So Bubs, one of Bubs' best friends, John Massey, had venomous snakes. A lot of them.
And his, how old? How old?
Grown man.
Right now, grown man.
I don't know if he still has snakes. I can find out. But
I don't need to know.
But he would keep them in like these boxes.
Like the Rubbermaid
things? Like the Rubbermaid things. And they would just be like stacked on top of each other, just snake after snake.
That's so dangerous because those lids are always popping off.
Yep.
Anytime one of those Rubbermaids fall down.
I would not go in. I went in there one time and then I was like, never again.
I would cry. I would have a panic attack.
Oh, yeah.
So he was just like looking at these snakes? What was he doing with it? Was he selling the venom?
I think he would like sometimes breed them and sell them. You can get some good money for a venomous snake.
Now, let me tell y'all this. You can get some good money for venomous snakes. Actually, this is wild that you brought it up, Allie. Because listeners, and if you're on our Patreon, you already know, because we will be putting a link in the Discord.
Yes.
Allie and I are breeding homosexual venomous snakes. So we have
how are you doing that if they're homosexual?
I'll explain. I will explain. As someone who thought they were going to be a biochemist, let me explain the science to you. It's simple biology. You take two bisexual cisgendered snakes. They have to be bisexual.
Yeah, they have to be bisexual. You know, we don't want anybody doing anything.
And
they're not
you breed them. Mm-hmm. You breed them. And statistically, what is it? 1 out of 5?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it 1/5 of 20? I don't know. But
I think it's like 1 out of 5. Snakes are homosexual generally.
Generally. And, you know, they hatch about 20 eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
looking at 4 gay snakes there.
We're looking at 4 gay snakes, homosexual. And like we, you know, the 4 gay snakes are the ones we sell. And the other snakes, we let those go loose in the neighborhood. So...
Now, I know y'all are like, Allie, Ever, why are you breeding these bisexual, homosexual snakes when y'all...
Money's tight.
When y'all are terrified of snakes. Well, we're currently both on unemployment, so we had to do something, and there's a big market for gay snakes.
There's a huge underground market for gay snakes, and it's not the states you think. I sell a lot of gay snakes to Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
We've shipped them to Texas, parts of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Ventura County here in California?
Yeah.
People think California is a blue state. Let me tell you, not all of it.
Not all of it. Upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because, you know, when we sell to northern states, they get cold, you're thinking, well, the snakes are going to die. They hibernate. So if you're curious or if you're interested about getting a gay snake, let us know. We do a temporary fostering. You put down a $375 deposit and you have this gay snake for a little
bit. Yeah, for us.
And if you like it, you give us $10,000.
Give us $10,000 if you like it. And then we will send you another gay snake because, you know.
They need friends.
They need a partner or a friend.
The $375 that you've given us does not go towards that $10,000.
No.
Because when you're getting two gay snakes
I mean,
for $10,000.
And we have to do like a lot of, you know, we have to play different music and stuff to get the snakes aroused and, you know, different type of snake porn videos and things we have to play to get the snakes to breed, you know, and to buy those things. We buy them on the black market, obviously, and that costs money. So that $375 is going towards that snake arousal videos.
This one broke me. It's so dumb.
It's so dumb.
We have more than rattlers.
Oh, yes. Gosh.
Yeah. We actually have been importing venomous snakes from Australia.
Brazil, you know, Costa Rica, Africa. We have some black mambas.
We have those venomous water snakes that live in the ocean, and we have been hybrid breeding them with black mambas and vibrant and actually coral snakes, red and yellow killer fellow, and. We have created a monster gay snake. I mean, this snake is so toxic. In the homosexual community, it would ruin. It would ruin. If this snake was a person in WeHo, it would ruin lives. It's how toxic this snake is. Yes. And it's very demanding. It's a narcissist.
Yeah.
It's a huge narcissist, but it's beautiful to look at.
Beautiful to look at.
Beautiful to look at. This snake is going for $20,000.
And that's a deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
and
great
we're not
deal.
Selling it for less. We've had a few offers.
Yeah. Yeah. We people, I mean.
We actually
I'm like, look, we can't get these snakes to fuck as much as we need to get all the, there are so many people that want them.
And I don't know if you've seen, it's hard to get snakes to fuck.
It is. That's why we have to get those videos with certain music. It's normally Nelly Furtado we have to play. And, you know, it's hard to listen to Nelly Furtado on repeat for, you know, sometimes 24, 48 hours.
Oh, you don't mean nothing at all to me. You know what video I saw that I'm obsessed with right now?
What?
I posted it on our stories.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that farmer. He's like, and then he gets on the horse.
Mm-hmm.
But you know this fucker's rich.
Oh, yeah.
He's so rich. He had that hay thing, that feed thing. Then he had that massive, those 18-wheelers.
Yeah, man. I mean, farm equipment, that's expensive.
Yes. And it was nice. And then I thought, how long did it take this man to do this video? It's incredible. It looks like one shot. He's running. It's to Billie Eilish.
I would say that was like a day long
yeah,
shoot.
Practicing. And you know the guys that he hired to do like farm stuff. Are like, motherfucker, Jeff wants to film a video again. all right. It's a great video.
Yeah.
I watch it. It's my second favorite from Fergie now.
Oh, wow.
And I like when
that's
he
up
goes,
there.
My farmer's tan. I can't figure out how he did that camera movement.
Oh.
I've been trying to practice at my house. I'm unemployed.
Yeah.
I got things I could do. Oh man.
Yeah.
That venomous snake bit really got me.
Yeah.
Really got me good.
It got me
really
too.
Really got me good. So you're still at Barb's.
Yep.
How's that been going? How's Chicago? You have any more shows?
I had a show last night at the Laugh Factory.
And
it was great. And I talked to a friend for a long time about ketamine therapy.
Oh yeah, ketamine therapy. Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like really interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is
you
a
have
person-
to be really supervised though.
Oh, I'm not just going to do it at my house. No, you have to like go to like the clinic with doctors mm-hmm. and nurses and stuff to do it. I'm just on so much medication mm-hmm. that I would like to be on a bit less. And if that's something that could really help me, but I don't know if I can find anywhere to take Medicaid because you have to do like
my friend
six
did it
treatments
here.
And they're like $250 a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't, you know, until we sell another Mamba, I just don't have the money.
I've never done it. I'm interested in doing it. And I think it's the same reason why I won't try cocaine. Hmm. I think even if I was using it medicinally, not cocaine, but ketamine in these treatments, mm-hmm. I would want more and I wouldn't be able to stop.
You think so?
Yes, I do. I feel and like ketamine is easy to get.
Do you have that addictive type personality?
I know people in my family do,
uh-huh.
and I know how I like taking Adderall when I take it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not snorting it or anything. I actually do use it to get work done.
Yeah.
Listen, but I do, I'm like, ooh, like I was writing and a friend of mine was like, she uses it like medicinally and she was like, oh, does anybody want an Adderall? And I was like, yeah, I'll take one. I'll take another. And like, I was like, oh, like this is what every now and then I just get in this mood of like, I want to like go out and like
yeah.
really drink, really like be a little gnarly Tasmanian devil. And I know that like, if I'm on ketamine, if I start that feeling of like, I'm going to try it.
Mm, okay.
That's the only thing. I've heard of microdosing mushrooms.
Yeah.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah, that wouldn't work for me unless I came off antidepressants because you have to take a large amount, I think, for it to work if you're on antidepressants.
I think it's used to help you get off antidepressants too.
Yeah, I think so. I'm really interested in learning more about that stuff, but it's just so hard when you have Medicaid.
Yeah. I mean, maybe look into it because I know like, what is it? Oregon has approved it. I think California, check it out. Like, why not? Why not talk to your doctor or, you know,
yeah.
Bill, see Bill? If he knows anyone.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's like a way to do it. The more mainstream it is, the easier it'll be. But, you know, it seems to like really help people.
It does. Like my friend, like that I was talking to last night, like I feel like he's like a new person, like, and he's struggled for years and years and years, with depression and times of being suicidal and just a lot of things I can relate to. And I'm like, wow, like if this has changed your life this much and I'm seeing this in you, I'm interested.
What can it do for me?
Yeah, I'm interested to at least like give it a try, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're talking about you don't snort the Adderall. I used to say when I would drink, when I would drink a lot, I would snort Adderall so that I could keep drinking.
Well, I did that too that one time. And I was like, this
you
is
snorted
incredible.
It?
No, not sorted. I took it. And then I was just like drinking and drinking and drinking. And I was like, yes. I don't feel anything.
Yeah.
And I was like very drunk.
Yes. Yeah. So I would.
See, right now I'm getting excited about it. That's how I know. That's how I know I could not handle cocaine.
Yeah, I did cocaine once. I fucked a guy that, like, the only way I know how to describe him is, like, a hairy pizza delivery driver is, like, what I think of in my mind. So, real bad decision there.
That's rough.
Got up the next morning, tried to make it home. Stomach started to feel bad.
Is that real? Cocaine shits?
Yes. And because sometimes they cut it with baby laxative. And I did not know that.
Why?
And I did all this cocaine And then I get to my house and I'm trying to get in the door and I can't get in the door. And I'm wearing a dress and cowboy boots. And I mean, I just start diarrheaing everywhere outside in the grass. And then I see people coming down the sidewalk and I was like, oh God. And it's running down my legs into my cowboy boots. And so I bent down, like I was just like looking at the grass, like I was like doing grass maintenance or something. I'm still high as fuck. And I look up and it's two like teenagers with backpacks on. And I didn't know what to do because I'm like covered in shit. Acting like I'm maintaining the grass. And I just look up at him and I pointed at him and said, stay in school. Hey.
It was a rough night.
It was a rough night. And that is the only time I did cocaine. And after that, I was like, I'll just snort Adderall. It doesn't have any baby laxative in it.
Do you think that's just like a cruel joke?
I think it's like just a way to
bulk
sell
up.
More cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yep, that's the, so do you still want to do cocaine?
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to do cocaine.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, wouldn't it be weird if at 37, that's when we started?
We got that snake money now.
We got that snake money. It's time to get a coke addiction.
Snakes. Yeah, snake collectors and cocaine go. Wait, but I got to ask you a question.
What? Yes.
Obviously, you threw out the boots, right? No. You kept the boots. You kept the boots. You shit in.
I don't have them anymore. I eventually...
When?
But I did not throw... I didn't throw
them
out.
When did you throw them out?
After I peed in them a few more times. But I did go up. Okay, you know what I did? I went up.
I'm really glad you're sober.
And in the bathtub, I like took water and I swished it around in the boot to get the poop out, and then I dumped it out, and then I put some
in
Lysol,
the bathtub?
Some Lysol spray. Well, it was diarrhea, so it went down the drain.
No.
And I put some Lysol spray in there, and then I was like, that's good. They didn't stink. But then one time...
My face has dropped, listeners.
I was still had those boots. And I was wearing them. I was wearing jean shorts and those boots. And I was on the train in New York. And I was so drunk. And it stopped. And it wasn't going. And I had to pee so bad. And I mean, it was packed, like shoulder to shoulder with people. And I just started pissing all over myself. And everybody looked so grossed out. And I just looked at this man in the eye. And I just said, I'm so sorry. And it went all in my cowboy boots, sloshing around in there. I'm walking. I'm with my ex. I'm walking
Allie,
back
I'm
to
so
the apartment.
Sorry.
I'm walking back to the apartment and I'm going, I've ruined my boots. And like, that's what I was upset about. Just upset about my cowboy boots. But eventually I peed in them enough times that I was like,
that wasn't the last time.
I'm afraid not, friend. I'm afraid not. I told you what I had to do with my UGG boots.
Oh my God.
Man,
no,
I would pee.
I mean, I'd stop.
I gotta. You can't be an alcoholic and with a bladder disease, man, because I can't hold my pee. Drink enough Bud Lights, man. You'd be peeing everywhere.
Those UGG boots, I'm sure, retain that liquid.
Yeah, they did. So what I would do is I would take them to the dry cleaner.
Allie, fuck you. Fuck you.
And I would tell her that my dog peed in them.
No.
And then finally, by about like the third time I came in there to get them cleaned, and I was like, yeah. And I walked in and that lady said, your dog peed in your boots again? And I was like, yep. And she was like, I think it's really sick. Like, you might want to look into, like, maybe you need to put it down or something, because it must be really
you
sick.
You had another human clean the piss out of your boots. Fuck you.
Three times.
I'm going to say this as a friend. Another human.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get Ugg boots are expensive.
They're expensive, man.
Damn, Allie.
She did a great job.
I would imagine so if you wore them two more times.
And they do. They really soak it up, those Ugg boots.
Mm. Yeah, man.
Aren't That's we grateful good. I'm sober?
Yes, I am. Yes. That's a rough train story, though. I'm really sorry. I mean, the shit in your... Was it a long skirt?
No, it was short, and you could just see it all running down my legs. I was kind of just, like, squatting in a puddle with it all in my boots. It was everywhere, and I'm trying... And I'm just kind of, like, lifting up the grass, like, as though I'm, like, I don't know, a grass technician or something. And just looking at it, and those kids walk by, and I just said, stay in school.
So from their point of view, they just see some unhinged woman covered in shit. You were probably actively shitting.
I was. I couldn't stop. How am I ever going to find someone to date me if they listen to this podcast?
If they can't handle you at listening to your stories, they don't at your worst, they don't deserve to have you at your best.
And
guess what? They didn't have to live through that. They just got to hear.
They just have to hear about it. Yeah.
You just got to hear about it. Why not? If you can't handle Allie, if you don't like these stories, then I'll kick your ass. We don't want you around anyways.
And you know that Ever can explode a watermelon with
y'all don't know their legs. Because they don't listen. We did a mini episode about squatting a yak.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Ever is strong enough to be able to squat a grizzly bear. And that's so, and you know what? We joke about a lot, and that's not a joke. Ever can squat a grizzly bear.
We looked it up.
Yes,
we did. The weight comparison. So if you want to talk shit.
Or a spotted seal.
Mm-hmm. Imagine what the force of these legs could do with a roundhouse kick or a jump kick. Whew. Maybe even a donkey kick.
Donkey kick. Yes.
I would donkey kick you. I know how to maintain. I know how to just build that tension and ta.
Yeah.
So yeah, Allie, if she can't handle you at these stories, she don't deserve it.
She ain't for me.
She ain't for you. Yes, I think this is your Augustus grass. Kids, come here. Do you see this? You smell like shit. Yeah. You smell like alcohol.
I mean everything.
You smell like
sweat.
Sex.
Sweat.
Nasty sex.
Nasty. Oh, God. I woke up and was like, what have I done?
That's rough, Allie.
It was rough.
That's rough.
It was rough.
All of these things I feel like have happened in the movie Bridesmaids, but it happened in real life.
But it happened in me in real life.
Like you watch these movies and you're like, that's unrealistic, but it's funny. And now you hear these stories and you're like, oh, that's realistic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you think those boots didn't smell to you, but smelled to everybody else?
That's possible. Good possibility.
Highly possible, Allie.
When I told my ex how many times I had peed in him, she was like, throw those away now. And I did.
Well, good for you. Okay, once. All right, wash them out. Shit, no. That's ruin. Piss once. Hey, it happens.
I mean, they fit like a glove, those boots. But had to let them go. I said, shit in them once. Let's clean them out.
Pissing them eight times.
They got to go. There's no coming back.
I mean, you can get a new pair of boots.
I know. And because my daddy represents the guy that owns the boot store in Raleigh, North Carolina. So I get my boots for wholesale, man.
Really?
Them red boots I got, they're mm-hmm. probably like $400.
I know.
We got them for like $200.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
See, your dad does do, this is the time when his bartering.
Yeah, when his bartering system really works.
Worked in your favor. Have they molded to your feet yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do they fit like a glove?
No boot has ever fit me. I have a bunch of cowboy boots. I have like four or five pair. And no boot has ever fit me as good as those boots. That's why they were so hard to get rid of. Yeah. And I got that's the same brand I got in all my boots.
Do you think
something specific about that pair?
The enzymes in urine and shit mixed with the leather.
Mm,
I'm being very honest right now. Like, I'm not honest, but
I don't know.
Like, it broke down the leather just enough.
Maybe.
Or the acid in urine.
Maybe. Don't know.
Well, let's think about this. They're wet, mm-hmm. right? From the inside. And you're wearing
yes.
them.
Yes.
You know how people are like, oh, you put your jeans on wet and it molds to your body.
Oh.
Now, do you have an old pair of boots that you rarely wear?
Yes.
Why don't you try
wetting them?
Yeah, on the inside. Maybe pouring a glass of water in.
Okay.
Half a glass. Walk around in them.
Yeah, my black pair I could do that with them.
Well, if it doesn't work, you also ruin the chance. You also have the chance. It may ruin it. That's what I mean.
Should like, I take the...
It's a gamble.
It's a gamble. And cowboy boots is, you know, even at wholesale, still a little pricey.
$200 is pretty pricey.
Yeah.
That's two pairs of sweatpants.
But you know I love... What type of sweatpants are you buying this $100?
They're like $100 now. Everybody...
Sweatpants?
Sweatpants. Nike sweatpants, Adidas sweatpants. Even like regular Champion.
Y'all better be going to Goodwill.
I won't wear a Goodwill sweatpants because I always think the men have masturbated in them.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's what I think. Sweatpants and basketball shorts. Okay. Allie, you baiting everything. Wouldn't you if you had a pair of sweatpants?
Yeah, that's true.
Even if they're clean, I'm not going to wear them.
Okay. I understand.
But I think during quarantine, everybody was wearing sweatpants, and then it got mm-hmm. to be fashionable with the socks and the shoes.
Oh, like with the slides or whatever in your socks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of give you that karate look.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That manufacturers were like, yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
We can up the price. But yeah, $100, man.
Yeah.
Apparently. Whew.
I wish I could steal stuff.
I try to steal stuff from my CVS again yesterday.
How did it go? I get to, like, my anxiety's horrible. Like, I can't steal anything. I feel so guilty.
Remember that time you came over and it said, are you using your own bag? And you said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we realized you had accidentally stolen something because you put the
object. That's right. I did.
So I've been trying to do that again. And most of the time I can just get away with it. But now it was like asking me a few other questions. And I was like, like maybe too many people have been doing that.
Yeah.
But I don't have any.
But I did do it accidentally.
I know. But I don't mind stealing from these billion-dollar corporations. They're not paying their workers, correct?
That's true.
Sorry, I don't.
I mean, like, I don't mind stealing from the billion-dollar corporations. I just can't. My anxiety won't allow me to do it.
I mean, I'm not out here stealing cars. I'm out here stealing probiotics. Face wash. Bag of chips. That's $100 right there.
Yeah, right?
16.
This lady at Marshall's really pissed me off. I was going to check out.
Good thing we got all these venomous snakes.
Good, yeah. Let them loose in Marshall's. And I was going to check out, and she was like, and do you want to save 10% today by getting the Marshall's credit card? And I was like, no, thank you. And she was like, I mean, are you sure that's 10% off every purchase? And I was like, yep, no, thank you. And then she goes, I guess. And then she goes, I guess you don't like to save money.
10% is nothing.
Yeah.
10% is shit.
I was like, I'm working with my financial planner right now, trying to get my credit card debt down. I don't need any more credit cards. Marshalls.
I was at the Goodwill buying things, and the guy in front of me, the person in front of me, like I overheard the conversation. This guy was like, do you want to round up for donations to Goodwill? And the guy's like, oh, I'll donate directly. And he goes, so you don't want to donate to Goodwill? And he was like, I'll donate directly.
Yeah.
Like to an organization. And yeah. Like all those like grocery store sayings, like, hey, do you want to make a donation to St. Jude's? I don't do it. Number one,
I used to always do it. And I don't after talking to you about it.
For a couple of reasons. Also, the telemarketers doc on HBO, when you really start seeing like, okay, they can use the St. Jude name, but how much of that money that you're donating is going to St. Jude's? Because it could be just 1%. They don't have to disclose that. Also, you're giving a major corporation your money to donate to an organization. They get the tax write-off.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no. Also, like, when I go to Ralph's, I'm like, this is a multi-million, if not a billion-dollar corporation. You should just be doing it anyways. Why are you asking?
It just feels so bad that you feel so judged when you're like, no.
I don't feel judged anymore.
I feel judged.
You got to take that off your shoulders, Allie. Nobody's judging you. They don't care.
Okay.
If you were a cashier.
Yeah.
And you're working at a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody doesn't round their 98 cents up to a dollar. Would you judge them?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, they don't care.
All right. Okay.
Half the time when I'm working, when I had a retail job, I wasn't thinking about shit. I was thinking about my next break.
Yeah, that's true.
Good coffee point. Shop's a little different. Like you got a tip. You got a tip at a coffee shop.
I do.
You know, now it's like, do you want to tip 15%? It'll be like $3 on an $8.
Yeah, I'm like, I give a dollar.
I give you a dollar, man.
I give you a dollar, man.
Get off my back, man. I'm going to give you a dollar.
Ugh.
Oh, man. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Not that I don't want to help people.
Oh, yeah, I love to help people.
Man,
and I do donate to other things. You don't want to know something?
Maybe. Depends on where the story's going.
A decent part of my credit card debt is from donations.
Are you writing those donations off then? So you're getting interest on a donation, Allie?
I know, but I really wanted to donate. And sometimes I feel like, well, that person's less fortunate than me and I should donate, but I don't have the cash to donate. And now I've stopped. I've stopped doing that because I realized I'm going into major debt.
No.
Donate.
Allie, you're the type of people that these telemarketers prey on.
I know.
Mm-mm.
I know.
You should call your credit card company to see if they can get that taken off your account.
My donations?
Mm-hmm. Or to remove the interest on it.
Oh.
Maybe they'll do it. I'm pissed off right now. Absolutely not.
There was a lot during the pandemic and the height of Black Lives Matters, and I just wanted to help.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But those credit cards are getting 27.5% interest rate on that $50 donation.
I know. Well,
I'm sending you a venomous snake.
Well, it better be very gay.
Well, it's to kill you.
What? What?
Teach you a lesson about
you're my friend until the end.
Great callback. I would
Thank
never
you.
Send a snake to kill you. I love you too much.
I would never send a snake to kill you, buddy.
I'm looking at this houseplant. I really tried to do this thing to save it. A monstera where you pull it out and you kind of trim off the dead roots.
Yeah.
You replant it and this thing is just wilting away. I'm like, oh, I fucked up. I did something wrong.
Well, that's okay.
It's just dying on my front porch right now.
You know what? Sometimes it's their time to go.
I'm just not good at maintaining houseplants as much as I want to.
That's okay, buddy.
I guess.
Make sure you're only watering once a week. Don't overwater. That can be a big issue.
That's a big issue.
Sometimes I want to water so bad.
Don't do it, Allie. No.
Don't do it.
They don't need it. They want to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
These plants, leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
We really covered some ground today.
Yes. A lot of hard-hitting topics.
How are your feet just not disgusting? Just smelling awful from the piss and the shit.
I don't know. I washed them off.
I mean, but it's marinating.
You know what? This is gross. There was one time, you know, when you stay in the bathtub too long and your fingers get wrinkled.
Stop.
My toes were like that from pee. It was a long walk home.
Kids, stay in school.
Listen, stay in school.
Dang. Well, should we end it there?
Yeah, you know. Yep.
Okay. Do you have one more question?
Me?
Do you have Do you want to ask each other one question?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You ask me a question.
Okay. I gotta think
about one more question, like we've been asking each other questions all episode. I need some more coffee.
Would you ever do a coffee enema? That's a real thing, folks.
I know I was looking at one on YouTube when I lived in Chicago. Lady sits on her side. She has the tube and the funnel. Do you know that? Let me ask you this. Do you know the difference between a coffee enema and a regular enema?
The coffee one has coffee in it.
So you're mainlining caffeine? I'm open to it once.
Okay. Yeah, me too. Try it once. Okay, what's your question for me?
Would you? Wow, coffee enema came out of nowhere.
It really did. I don't know how I got that one, but I did.
I feel like my question isn't going to be good enough.
It's going to be great.
Would you ever? I'm not good at this, Allie.
It was your idea. No, it was my idea. Okay, don't feel pressured, buddy. You don't have to ask me a question. That's okay.
Yeah, I'm not good at questions.
It's okay. Don't put the pressure on yourself. You seem stressed out about it.
I don't know why I'm so stressed out about it.
It's okay.
Would you ever paint your van?
Yes, I would love to paint my van.
What color?
I mean, it'd be nice to like get a new white paint job, but that's kind of boring. Maybe like a dark blue that kind of sparkles.
You know those real estate stickers on cars or like wraps? Would you ever get an Allie Clayton real estate?
Well, you know what I do have? I have my old magnets from when I was America's Little Miss North Carolina in 1996. And I have them on my fridge, but they were to go on the side of a car for when I did parades and I would like sit in a convertible and wave. Maybe I should put those on my van.
You absolutely should be putting those on your van. But how easy are they to steal?
That's true. They're very easy to steal. Somebody would definitely take them. Because everybody wants them. Funny.
That's fucking funny.
Everybody wants America's Little Miss North Carolina 1996.
That's fucking funny.
That's in the shape of the state.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's three foot long.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, it is really funny.
All right, let's end it there.
Okay.
Well, y'all, thank you so much for listening to Y'all Gay. As always, we love reading your comments. We love all the shares, all the support you've given us. If you haven't shared it with a friend, share it with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Allie and I are super excited. November 9th, I'm going to say this in the intro, but I'll say it here at the end too. November 9th, we're going to be at the New York City Comedy Festival, 7 p.m. at the Brooklyn Art House. If you're in New York, we would love to see you. I'm Ever Maynard.
I'm Allie Clayton.
Stay gay.
Y'all are gay.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
...of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD, and I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace, and each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled BABBEL.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.